Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Pliable by nature, all languages change and drift over time, often in a way that creates new and more distinct languages. Ross Brann, professor of Judeo-Islamic Studies at Cornell University, examines the divergent paths and common history of Hebrew and Arabic.
In pre-modern times, Jews living in Islamic lands from Morocco to Iraq spoke Arabic as their mother tongue. They also corresponded, conducted their economic ventures and communal affairs, and composed religious, scientific, and philosophical works in Judeo-Arabic, that is, Arabic written in Hebrew script. Indeed, nearly all of the Jews' most significant literary and religious intellectual achievements, from the post-Talmudic to the early modern age, attained their classical formulation in Arabic. Jewish scholars were well aware of the pivotal role of Arabo-Islamic learning in stimulating rethinking of Jewish culture. For example, Jewish religious and literary intellectuals testify repeatedly to the closeness of the languages of the Quran and the Jewish scriptures. From the rabbinic leader Saadia Gaon in turn of the 10th century Baghdad, and extending across North Africa and into Islamic Spain, Hebrew philologists privileged Arabic learning as an essential tool in the production of Jewish scholarship precisely because of its resemblance to Hebrew. The greatest Jewish scholar of the entire pre-modern period, the polymath Moses Maimonides in the 12th century, regarded Hebrew and Arabic as actually the same language. Penetration of Arabo-Islamic terms, ideas, and structures of thought was so rich that Jewish texts in the Arabic language sometimes refer to Jewish law as Sharia and to the Hebrew Bible as Al-Quran. The modern political conflict between Jewish and Arab nationalist movements in the land west of the Jordan River has made it all too common to think of Jews and Arabs as historically opposed and separate. Yet from a linguistic cultural perspective, such thinking actually represents something of a historical aberration.
That was Ross Brann of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.